and welcome to episode 17 of Two Geeks M2C. My name is Kevin.
I'm Simon.
Bob the intern.
And today we're going to be reviewing a bunch of movies that we've designated the Twilight of the Animal Kingdom.
Sounds positive.
Yeah, because we're going to kick off with Twilight. And a bunch of movies have animals in the title, which is about as punny as I could get today. Yes. Hey, let's kick it off with Twilight.
Might as well. It's a big movie.
Big movie for 15-year-old girls everywhere.
I've read the book.
That's mighty gay. I mean, fine of you. what'd you think of that book, Simon, and the movie?
The book is a little bit better than the movie.
Oh, yeah.
I thought this movie was slow. I thought the book was slow. This movie was even slower.
I thought this movie sucked. I have nothing more to say about this movie except it sucked.
I like it.
The girl was cute, but she sucked. It was just not good.
Nothing happens.
No. It's boring.
In the book, nothing happens till the end.
Oh, I can't leave him. He's so dreamy. Oh.
Oh, Kev had more to say.
There you go.
I agree with you. I don't see the phenomenon. I read the book. Somebody asked me to read the book, so I read
painful.
The book. And I was like, eh. Andrew, yeah. You probably like this, where he sucked it up.
Actually, I did like it, but you can tell what audience... Hold on. You can tell what... as you said, you like the book more than the movie, but you can tell what audience the movie was geared to. It was geared to 15-year-olds.
To Bob.
Because when I saw it... Hang on. When I saw it in the theater, I saw it with a group of people. Like, I saw it... And surrounding me was like 15-year-old girls. And when we came up to the scenes.
Hold on, you went to see it because there were 15-year-old girls there.
That's exactly why you went.
Okay, so Bob liked it.
But why, Bob? Like, break it down.
I don't even want to know why.
I don't know. It's just like it had to do with werewolves and like just like
werewolves.
Where was the werewolf?
Oh, the Indian tribes.
No, we know they're werewolves. But where do we see them?
Vampires, sorry. Yeah. It was also werewolves.
Like, even the end of this movie was like, okay, we finally got a climax.
Wolf.
Great.
What? Not wolf.
A werewolf. It's boring. The book was kind of boring. This is really boring.
Have you read the other three books?
Not yet. I don't know if I will. I wasn't impressed with this one.
They're making a sequel to the movie.
Because it made
well, you have a daughter. You might as well read them. If you can have them ready for her.
You might as well.
All right. So let's, you know what? I've had it with this movie. This sucks. Thumbs up or thumbs down for me.
Thumbs up.
I hear rumors Slow Motion Explosion loves this movie as a band as a whole.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're on the soundtrack. You should go check out their website and see if it is.
Okay. Next movie on our list is Defiance, starring James Bond, Daniel Craig.
And Liv Schreiber.
Sabretooth.
And nobody, is he?
Yeah, he's Sabretooth in the X-Men Wolverine X-Men Origins Wolverine movie.
Yes, he is.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Canadian.
So, is he Canadian?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought he was British.
No, he's not British.
Canadian?
I think he's Canadian, yeah.
Oh, Bob?
Yes, sir.
Defiance,
loved it. Good movie, thumbs up. I actually am liking Daniel Craig a bit more than I used to.
Ready?
Which was not at all.
Yay. He's coming around, people.
He's coming around. Maybe he should make non-James Bond movies. Then I would like him.
He does make non-James Bond movies. He was in Munich.
I never saw it.
He was in...
Pardon?
I never saw it.
Let me get this straight. The Bachelorette's on, The Bachelor, or you just went Risky Business and you've never seen Munich?
No.
He's too busy watching Tila Tequila Shot at
Blood. I don't believe I was ever forced to watch this movie.
I thought this movie was excellent. I read a little bit more behind because I was interested that this was based on a book about a little-known Jewish tribe in Russia.
It wasn't a true tribe, but in Poland, actually.
Oh, is it Poland?
Yeah, parts of what would now be Poland.
I thought this was just something I'd never heard of, a different story.
Well, I mean, we're used to the Schindler's List. Everybody was herded into...
Yeah, and this is the exact opposite of that idea.
And these are people that fought back and went into the woods and tried to make it out on their own.
But there are other movies based on this type of thing, like the resistance in World War II. That's why I enjoyed it, because it was the resistance fighting back against the Germans.
I think you kind of missed the point. I think the fact that you're talking about resistance, like French resistance or even German resistance.
No, that's where they were doing. Liv Schreiber and Daniel Craig were getting a whole bunch of people to fight back.
Right. They joined the Russians who were in that part of Poland fighting to liberate it from the Germans.
Right.
But this movie was about Jewish people fighting back.
Right. Okay, I got that part. I might have missed the point a little bit, but okay. I got the point.
Well, off the teal.
But it wasn't like people in berets, you know, no. Vive la Resistance.
No, I got that part.
You know, that kind of thing. Anyway, it was okay. I thought it was, well acted. I thought it was a bit long.
A bit?
Yeah.
About 20 minutes to half an hour too long, mm-hmm. I thought.
So, I don't know. I'd recommend it if you like World War II movies.
I think if you like history in general, this movie would be pretty good. I thought it told a pretty good story. It just needs to be a little shorter. I kind of agree with it. Try and drag a bit. I always like those end things at the end when they tell you what happens to them. Because I find the movies, a lot of them will just do the... They kind of meet in the middle. Like, they pick them up from a certain period. They go to a certain period. Then they just narrative the end.
Well, what I thought was interesting, this movie really only details the first year of four.
Oh, I did. Yeah. So
that I mean, there are only a few hundred people at the end of this movie, but they say, you know, that there were 1,200 by the end. More people just kept joining.
And nobody found them, I guess, after that again.
Well, I guess not.
Yeah. I'd recommend this movie back. If you were a history buff. It was okay. I didn't love it. Didn't hate it.
And Bob didn't like it, right?
No, I did like it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I loved it.
Cool. Good. First time.
First time I've loved a movie?
No, we all agreed.
Oh, okay. I think there was other times. I'd have to go back.
Next movie on our list is Bolt, a animated, computer-generated animation movie starring the voices of John Travolta and Miley Cyrus.
And Bob McBride as the hamster.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, it wasn't me, but I love. There was that. That was one of the classic lines of the movie where the hamster says, "I'll get my ball." I love that.
I'm sitting there going, "That's Bob going. I'm gonna get my pen."
Oops. His what?
His pen. He forgot to get his autographed pen.
Oh, okay.
I thought Bob was the hamster the whole through this movie. All I could see was Bob at the film festival running around in his little ball.
So Bolt is a TV dog, right? And he Bob is a hamster?
Yes.
No, Bob is not the hamster.
Oh, yes, you are.
So Bolt, this TV dog, thinks that his action-adventure stunts are real, gets stuck in the real world, and he forces a cat to help him out, voiced by somebody. I don't even know.
I don't care.
Anyway, so...
I did care, but I forgot.
Anyway, he makes it all the way across the country and back, and they have adventures, and kids like the movie, and I thought it was okay.
It was okay. It didn't impress me. Hey, hang on. Back this up.
You.
What? Bolt saves the day at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Does he not?
Yes, he does.
He saves her from the fire.
He saves
Miley from the fire.
Saves her from the fire.
My favorite dog.
Can someone tell her she can't act?
I'm not going to tell anybody that. My niece loves Hannah Montana.
So does mine. And I keep trying to have a conversation with her going, this sucks. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure in my day we had shows like, Saved by the Bell that were just equally as bad.
All right, so intern.
Thumbs up, loved it.
Cool. Buy the book. Next movie on the... Next movie on the list is one of the greatest movies I've ever seen. And I thank Simon every day of my life for making me watch this.
Nope, thank my niece.
Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
My niece recommended this to me.
Chihuahua.
Do you like to know how old my niece is?
Yeah.
8.
How old is your niece? Oh, yeah.
She's coming up for 8.
Well, you take orders from 8-year-olds. There you go. It's good for you.
Well, I have a daughter. I take
orders from her. You'll be taking an order from a 1-year-old.
I take orders from her, too. So, yeah, this movie was... I only have one thing to say. Crap. Horrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely awful.
I experienced intestinal pain.
I got a question. Is this just Bolt done with real people? It's the same movie without a hamster and a cat.
It's similar, yeah.
I didn't know the littlest hobo was coming back.
Oh, there's a place.
This keeps on calling me.
Anyway, down the road. I'm just going to keep rolling off.
This is horrible. Horrible. I can't believe this movie made $90 million.
But it was surprisingly good.
How?
I give it a thumbs up.
It made $90 million.
It was at a time in the summer when there were a lot of kids with nothing to do.
Nothing to do. Go outside. Go chase a ball in traffic. Better things to do. Make your parents read you a book.
So that's thumbs down, I guess, across the board from everybody.
No, thumbs up here.
Bob loved it because it starred Drew Barrymore, and she's my favorite. She's Charlie's Angels. God. I liked her little kidney tea.
No, actually, there was an actor in there that you like, Luis Guzman.
I like Luis Guzman, but
and
I want to
Edward
punch.
James Olmos.
Yes.
And Placido Domingo.
That doesn't make exactly my... It doesn't make this a good movie. Did you
I
read the story?
It a good movie, but...
Dog gets lost. Dog gets caught. Owner has to go find dog.
You know, okay. It's a toss-up for me. Which one was better, Twilight or Beverly Hills Chihuahua?
I'm saying Twilight.
I'll take Twilight.
I think I'm going to go with Chihuahua.
Simon, you must admit that you can't. They've run out of ideas. They can't manufacture new ideas on the spot.
Yes, they can. It's called Twilight.
No, but never mind.
Whatever. Okay.
It's called Angels and Demons this summer. Bring it on, baby.
So the intern is, as usual, going in the opposite direction as everybody else.
Oh, I have to.
Speaking of chasing balls in traffic, House Bunny is the next film.
What a fabulous movie.
I mean,
Anna
this was
Ferris
just
running around in a short skirt for a full hour and a half.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. I don't know why we had dialogue with it, though. That was my problem right
there.
It's
the best movie from today. Oh, no, actually it isn't. It's the second best. But it's just a great film all around.
Phenomenal
movie. Any 19-year-old boy went to see this movie, I'm sure. There's a reason why this was number one at the box office.
I got to go buy this one, actually. I liked it that much.
I
got to
put
watch
this
it.
On with a porn soundtrack on the back. I think it would mm-hmm. be a move on a little better. Mm-hmm. You know what? Maybe I should just put a porno on.
Was there Luke Wilson? No, was it? You know, it was, yeah. What's his name? Was
Colin
it?
Hanks.
Colin Hanks.
Who I love. Hanks, he's always good, but I'm just like.
Interesting.
What a bad
playing
movie.
Playing an adult.
Horrible movie.
Oh,
what? Thankfully. Are you saying that? You're saying House Bunny was a horrible movie?
So
why
bad.
Did you make us watch
it.
This?
I loved
movie.
It. I thought this was... I'm serious. I am going to buy
you're
this
joking.
Movie.
I
no.
How could you buy this movie?
I know I drip with sarcasm, but no, I enjoyed this
what,
movie.
What, for the script?
No, for I mean, Anna Faris is just captivating.
What, just because you get bigger as you watch it? Is that it? Watch it grow?
Take whatever I can help. Whatever helps. No, I enjoyed it. I liked it. What can I say?
What, rumor Willis turned your crank? Or was it the chick from Superbad that's in here, too? Jules from Superbad plays one of the housemates.
She was funny. She's cool. Yeah.
And the chick from Cheetah Girls is in here.
Yeah.
See, I know everybody in it. See, I've done my research.
Yeah, no, it was. I didn't do any research.
I thought it was what it was. It was a cute, fluffy comedy.
Hey, you know what? Compared to some of the movies
what,
we're
Beverly
reviewing
Hills
in this
Chihuahua?
Show, it's this like Citizen Kane. I mean, this is. I enjoyed it. Hey, what can I say? I mean, I have no problem watching Anna Faris, and I found it amusing.
Okay, I'll give it a. Okay, that's fine. I'm not gonna say anymore.
Okay, so but you guys didn't like it. You didn't like it.
I didn't hate it. It was just bad.
I know Bob didn't like it because he just. It's not. I mean, excuse me. Sorry, not that I have anything against people or
Bachelor. Anyone? The Bachelor.
Yeah, there weren't enough cute dogs in it.
Oh, look at the cute little chihuahua! Look at Michael J. Fox in a dress. She did. She lost Jamie Lee Curtis's dog.
No, Jamie Lee Curtis. House Bunny had a dog.
We're on another movie.
We moved on from that one.
Did she have a dog? I don't know. She was at the Playboy Mansion.
I think she had a dog and it stayed, right? Stayed at the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah.
It wouldn't go with her.
Yes, because that evil woman wrote the letter to get her kicked out.
That's right.
And Half was looking for her to make her a centerfold model.
Yes. I'm sure. It's like a dream come true. Next movie on our list, keeping up the animal theme, is Scorpion King 2. Rise of the Warrior, is that what it's called? Just something like that.
Sure, starring Randy the Natural Couture.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of people you've never
now,
heard of again.
Even though this is the sequel to the classic movie, The Scorpion King, starring The Rock, this is actually a prequel.
It is.
Showing how he got to be where he was in that first movie before it happened.
That's right. You're correct.
So the next movie is going to be him as a child.
Some Benjamin Buttons?
Something like that. Yeah, because, I mean, when we're introduced to the Scorpion King, it's in Mummy 2, right? And it's, he's his adventures are taking place now, and he's mutated into a giant scorpion. In Scorpion 1, he's a, like a Conan-type adventurer.
Correct.
And now he's like Teen Conan.
He is.
In Scorpion King 2.
Okay. You've explained the whole synopsis.
Because I got really nothing else to say about this movie.
This movie was, you know what? I'd watch House Bunny over this.
What?
Oh, well, obviously for me, I'd watch House Bunny.
I'd watch this over Scarra over that. House Bunny.
Why?
Why?
Me, you, and Kevin could act better than everybody in this movie.
I like the sorceress. She had some pretty interesting use of tape on her costume to make sure her boobs didn't fall out.
That's about it. This was awful.
That was about it.
Bad movie. That's it. That's what I'm going to say. Okay. Horrible. Crap. Move along.
Stay away. Direct-to-video, right?
Absolutely. A Bob special.
Well, it was direct-to-video, so. Next movie on our list, speaking of the classic movies, is Space Chimps. Starring the voices of people and Patrick Warburton.
Patrick Warburton.
Patrick Warburton.
Christine Chenoweth.
Yep.
Really? Okay. So what did we think of this one?
In some weird way, I liked this movie. It was so bad. Animation was beyond poor. I just liked it. I loved with it. Patrick Warburton's comments, whoever wrote the dialogue for him, cracked me up continuously.
I liked it. I agree. I thought it was okay.
I liked when he's teaching that alien how to use the equipment. He's chasing them around.
Yeah.
When he could have taken it away, but no.
The little glowy alien. Yes. It was funny, yeah.
I thought this movie was funny. I really liked it.
Yeah. Same here. Funny. Thumbs
up. I actually recommended this movie to somebody who called me and said, are you on crack?
Yeah.
I hated this movie. I laughed my ass
off.
Like
it's like the Dogs in Space movie. They've done a sequel. Like Space Dogs. Buddies or something like that.
I liked this movie. It was fun. It was bad animation, was okay. But it was amusing.
Yeah, it was okay for computer animation. It wasn't the best. It wasn't bold quality, but...
Yeah, I liked it. I think it's fun.
You know, it was okay for kids.
I think the sound engineer should go out and get it right now. It's a local Blockbuster.
Speaking of apes, the next movie is called King of Kong. And it's a documentary from a few years ago. Actually, we're in the video vault ahead of time.
Oh.
But we're going to review this on its own because I said the name. And so it's about guys setting the record for Donkey Kong. What do you guys think?
I absolutely love this movie. Like I said, this one, we talked about this earlier, and just our favorite movies of the year. That I guess one of those movies I suggested was King Kong blew me away. This movie was fantastic. Like you were telling me we were talking. You know Steve Levy. You know Billy Mitchell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, dealing as we do with the people who collect comics and that
pretty
world.
Much. But I want to know where I can meet the Mappy champion. Now, that guy was the king of this movie.
I want to be the champion of Q-Bert now that that old lady's
gone. That old lady's gone, the Q-Bert champion? Yeah. Me, I want to be the Miss Pac-Man champion. I want to take that guy on.
There you go. Cross-dressing.
No, that was the Mappy guy.
Oh, okay. You know what? I like this movie a lot. It was very interesting. I mean, and I'm going to ask the intern what he thought, and I know that he's not going to have liked it because he has no taste whatsoever. What do you think there, Bob?
What did I think?
Yeah.
I kept waiting for it to get better. I kept waiting for it to make a point. Like, I know it had to do with they're playing the Donkey Kong, and it was the video craze of the time, the phenomenon, Guinness Book of World Records. I understand that. I didn't care by the end of it. I just didn't. I must have not got it or something.
Mm-hmm. There was no romance part of it.
No romance. Really, except really with Steve Wiebe and his wife. That was it.
You know what? I liked it. I thought Wiebe's. It was what I found was interesting was that Wiebe kept doing it legitimately.
Yeah.
And Mitchell kept trying to fudge things to keep his title, right. Which is something you see a lot with guys who collect is, or set records that they had when they were kids. They're back to Mitchell was behaving like a 15-year-old.
I've started finding that out, yeah.
He screwed up.
He sent a videotape. Yeah. So
like,
telling me I missed the point on this one, then.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You missed a point right at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the movie, they have the Anna and the Hawthorne dance that's never left at the basement. We review all videotapes to the fullest to make sure there's no cheating involved.
Mm-hmm.
I had to watch once 14 hours of some game I've never heard of.
Yeah, it's people who are still involved in things that they loved when they were kids. to the point where it's an obsession.
But that's not my point. When Billy Mitchell sends in his tape, he with the old lady, and he sends it in, and you're watching, and clearly he cheated.
Well, and the there's artifacts on the tape watching the score jump.
Yeah. And he goes, when the score jumps, this little thing goes loop, right through the thing at the magical two. And then the guy that runs the program, who's supposed to be the referee, decides, well, it's Billy Mitchell. Billy Mitchell wouldn't cheat. We'll have to accept his.
Yeah.
My ass. If I sent that crap in, I would have been like, hello, Mr. Watson. You're gone.
Right. But that's it, is that they really did love this guy. They thought that he was untouchable. But he cheated. Obviously. Well, it's obvious when you watch the movie, or you're made to think that that's the case.
How can it not be the fact?
I'm not going to say it isn't. It certainly looks like he did.
Looks like it. He did cheat. He can come down and find me. I'll give my address.
The problem I found is that the guys were rushing to support him because they thought he was the ambassador for video games, that they had to support him no matter what.
Which upset me the most.
And the fact that his cronies were the guys that dismantled Weeby's machine the first time.
Yes.
So, there are all sorts of little things to it. I liked it. I just liked it. And I liked the fact that the referee actually turned around and started to support Weeby, because he just generally, Weeby's such a nice guy.
I know.
And he's doing it legitimately, and he's trying hard. And the guy he's up against is...
Scum.
Yeah.
And won't play Donkey Kong with Weeby.
He claims it all has to be about luck.
He wouldn't play him in person. He sends in videotapes. So.
It's all about fake live competition and under pressure and all that stuff. And he would never meet him in person and insulted him when he did.
Exactly my point.
Behind the scenes. So.
Well, remember when the Weeby shows at the restaurant, the guy has, oh, hold on a second, you can't come in here. Like, what kind of crap is that? Piss me off, Billy Mitchell. Okay. Just, I'm upset. Love this movie.
I thought it was great. But obviously the intern didn't, as usual. So... Let's move on to the next one on the list. And that's Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
Where's the animal in this one?
Well, it's animal sex.
Oh, animal sex.
So the connection is there.
Okay, I just wanted to know
directed
what that was.
Directed by Kevin Smith, farm animals included.
You take the lead.
What?
I want to hear you about before I go on.
What I think? Yeah. I liked it. I thought it was cute. It was had some funny moments. Elizabeth Banks was good. Seth Rogen was good. Even Jay.
It's the whole problem in this movie. I mean...
Katie Morgan was awesome. That was
it just never got better.
Yeah.
Like, after Granny Panties, which was really funny, and he goes back to his reunion, and that was funny, the whole the girl that Elizabeth, the guy that Elizabeth Banks liked, turns out to be gay, doing gay porn.
Superman.
Brandon Ruth, actually. Superman.
Was that Brandon Ruth?
It was him.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I missed that.
And he was in love with Justin Long, of all people.
He's in love with Justin Long, which is fine.
Who was a gay porn star.
Yes, but there's no other jokes in this movie. I thought that I wanted them to do the Star Wars porn, though. I wish
that kind of
one
fun
was
as
done.
Putting that together,
when they're putting together the Star Wars porn, I thought that should have got done. But I thought this is the same problem with all the Kevin Smith movies. They build you up and they stop. They never let you down. They just sort of stop being funny.
Well, I don't know. I thought this was better than Jersey Girl.
Oh, Jersey Girl was brutal. That was the worst movie of all time.
Clerks 2
I liked.
I didn't care for
Come on, donkey sex in Clerks 2?
No.
Never saw it.
Didn't work for me.
Oh, okay, well, I just thought this movie is the same Kevin Smith's classic problem.
Okay.
He builds you up with the great funny jokes, and then they stop. Then it gets all serious again. He does this in all his movies.
Okay.
Funny, 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 ha, 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 serious.
Are you guys going to get his autograph next week?
No, I've already met him a few times.
I already met him.
Really? Okay. What do you think, Bob?
I actually like the movie, even though it's not my typical movie watching experience, but... I'm going to give it a thumbs up.
Cool.
Wow.
So I'm a thumbs up, you're a thumbs up, and Simon...
Thumbs in the middle, I'd say.
Darn.
Okay. Next movie on the list is Wild Child, starring Emma Roberts.
Bob's classic pick.
Now, Bob, you can take the lead on this one.
Me?
Yeah.
Why me?
Okay, I'll take the lead.
No. I want Bob. Let's hear what he says.
Okay. I didn't enjoy this movie. Okay, Emma Roberts. It's her, a few movies after she did Nancy Drew, something, the Nancy Drew movie,
which was awful.
I never saw it.
Of course, she didn't. She didn't make you go see it.
And Simon didn't either.
I saw Nancy Drew.
No, you made me see this one.
No, this was your pick.
Okay, no, and what did you think of it?
It was not my pick. Let's get that straight.
What did you think of the movie?
What did you think of the movie?
Give it a thumbs down.
All right. What did you think, Simon?
I think I want to go back and be a 13-year-old girl and be a complete biatch to all my friends. Mm-hmm. And by the end of the movie, go to the prom and be their friends.
Well, it was like an 80s movie.
It was a bad 80s movie.
Yeah, I didn't hate it. I thought it was okay. I thought there were some nice moments with it. But it's not a great movie.
I thought the British girls acted better than the star.
Oh, they did. Sure.
Like, that was pretty bad. Hey, with the star, I'm like, you can't act. Mm-hmm. Your dad's a great actor. You're horrible.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really understand how this got into the pile of movies for us to watch.
Bob.
But hey, you know, I thought it was marginal.
It was you that picked it, Simon. No, it wasn't. You. I never even heard of it.
We need to mix things up, guys.
Okay. So let's move on then. It wasn't a great movie all around.
No, awful. Thumbs down all the way.
All right, next movie on our list is Madagascar 2, which had some kind of subtitle, but I don't remember what it was called. Like
Escape to Africa?
Yeah, that okay. There you go. Ben Stiller's voice and other voices, computer generated another movie. Animals in it, which fits our theme.
It does. You know what? I hated the first one. I love this movie. Mm. I had a great time. I thought it was fun, enjoyable. That old lady stole this movie.
Mm. Yeah, I like that part.
And Alec Baldwin playing the bad lion. Mm. I thought this was fun. Those penguins just cracked me up every time they show up. Whoever writes the dialogue for this movie gives all
penguins
that.
The monkeys.
But can somebody
them?
Take out mm-hmm. David Schwimmer, please, so I don't have to listen to him? I thought the hippo love was kind of funny.
Okay. I didn't see it, actually. You guys saw it.
Oh, you didn't watch this one? Oh.
Didn't get around to it. The copy I saw was something was wrong with it.
Okay, what's going on, Bob? What'd you think?
I liked it. I haven't seen the first one, but I really enjoyed this second one. The animation was good. The old lady was really funny. When the monkeys and the penguins got working together, they really hit it off for me. I
thought that was the best jokes for the monkey and the penguins. When they wind breaks and this and that, like old union jokes are in there, like way back when. I thought it was a fun movie. I liked it, which I thought it was much improved over some of the animated stuff I've seen lately. It actually made me laugh out loud. I wasn't bored out of my skull. I thought it was a fun movie. I'd recommend this.
You know, the penguins kind of remind me of the pigeons in Bolt.
They are. They're exactly, but they're funnier.
Yeah.
I recognize that guy. Oh, I know him from somewhere. Yeah. And there's a billboard of Bolt right in the background. Yeah. The penguins are a little smarter because they fly the plane. Mm. And they
did actually see that part, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I thought it was a great movie. I really liked it.
Okay, cool. Time for the vault, intern. Can you open up the...
One for the commandant. One for the corps. Get up there! Pull! I guess the car don't get theirs. Get up there, pile! Pull! Pull, pile, pull! One pull up, pile! Come on, pull! You gotta be shitting me, pile! Get your ass up there! Do you mean to tell me that you cannot do one single pull up? You are a worthless piece of shit, pile! Get out of my face!
Okay, it's a little cold in here today. Not that many films for us to go through, only three from the vault.
Let's discuss Wicker Park, intern.
Wicker Park.
From your pile,
this
I believe?
This was from my pile, I admit it. It was it's a Josh Hartnett fixation. What do you want?
Okay. I didn't like it.
Awful piece of crap. What a dumb storyline.
Yeah.
He meets his buddy.
His buddy Shaggy.
His bag is Shaggy. Who's just as soon as I see him, I know the movie's bad.
Yeah.
Who's Shaggy?
Matthew Lillard. Yeah,
that's
it. Right, and he meets a girl of his dream. She takes off. He's going to date somebody else. He runs into his buddy, and he just convinces him to stay.
You know what? I'm bored already listening to your synopsis.
That's really it.
All right.
But the whole thing is the roommate is screwing over her roommate because she's in love with Jarvis Hartnett and she wants him for herself and he doesn't love her. And the whole movie's about him going to find her. Who cares? This movie sucked. My wife, I asked her about this. Did you see this? She goes, yeah, it sucked. This is a chick flick and chicks didn't like it. Awful.
Yeah.
Crappy.
Max, what do you think, intern? Your choice.
That was my choice. It was the best
movie I'd ever seen.
Well, it wasn't the best.
Marginal thumbs way up.
I watched it after the bedroom and I cried.
Okay. I don't even want to know why you thought it was okay, but okay. I'll here, spit it out.
No.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
No.
Come
on. Let's move on.
All right.
No, we want to hear
nope.
it.
No, moving no, we on. Don't. We okay. don't want to hear it. How about Time Bandits?
How about Time Bandits?
How directed was by Time Terry Bandits? Gilliam, starring some dwarves, John Cleese and Sean Connery.
Not as good as I remember.
Really?
Really.
You know what? I added this to the list because I was sitting around one day and I thought, you know what? I'll watch Time Bandits. And I'll make these guys watch it. You know what? It's okay. It's,
why are the Shelley Duvall scenes in here? Can somebody explain those to me? Like, they're just there. They have nothing to do with the movie.
I think she had a relationship with Terry Gilliam in some way, so.
What? She just randomly shows up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, why? Shelley Duvall in this again? And they make sure you know it's Shelley Duvall. It's not like she's just getting a quick
look. Oh, it's and her and the other guy from
Python.
From Python. They're Michael like a Palin. Couple. They're yes, in every... Yeah.
I thought this movie was okay. I didn't love it. I didn't hate
it. Well,
I think
just it was to show the repetition of history. I mean, things... are doomed to repeat themselves.
I guess. I just didn't like it. I just thought it was okay. I remember as a kid loving it, so maybe that's my problem. And those doors are horrible actors. They're awful.
They're okay. Really R2-D2 was one of them.
I saw him.
Yeah.
I just didn't impress me.
Intern?
It's Terry Gilliam. No,
I didn't enjoy this either. I hadn't, unlike you two, I hadn't seen it when I was younger, so this is the first time I've seen it. I might have seen snippets at one point or another, but... well, it was okay. I'm going to give it a thumbs in the middle.
Maybe if we wait long enough, we'll get a thumbs up.
Okay. And the last movie for today's show is
Flash.
Savior of the Universe.
Savior of the Universe.
Yes, Flash Gordon, the late 70s movie starring Sam 70s? J. Jones. Yep. Melody
oh, wait,
Anderson.
No, it was 19,
it's 80s, isn't it?
It was in 1980. Yeah. It was like right on the cusp. I mean, really. I remember going to see this movie as a kid. Who was Ming the Merciless? Why can't I remember?
Oh, I've just forgotten. I can see his face. Max von Sydow.
That's it. Max von Sydow.
Yeah.
What a bad movie.
Really?
Oh, my God. It was who suggested Sam Jones, I think his name is?
Sam Jones.
I didn't mind the script.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really mind the movie. I hate him.
Mm-hmm.
He is brutal.
Ooh, Timothy Dalton was in this, too.
Oh, yes, he plays Prince Baron.
Yeah.
Melody Anderson, I'm just like, okay, I guess she was the 80s chick for that time.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the script.
Topol?
Topol is fine. I just didn't like Sam Jones. He didn't look like Flash Gordon to me.
I like this movie. You know, for what it's cheese.
It's dated, all right. It's very dated.
Flash, we only have 15 hours to save the Earth.
Flash!
No, that should be Flash. It was
Queen of
music.
The Impossible?
Yeah, pretty much. It was just dumb.
He'll save everyone else.
Like it was not like he ever had. Yeah. Like, usually your hero at some point you think is going to die.
General Kala.
I never thought Flash was going to die. It always looked like he was going to escape. Like, even Zarkov got out of his problem.
Yeah. All right. Well, I like it. You didn't like it.
It was okay. It wasn't great.
Actually, my opinion changed as the movie went on. Because I was watching it, and I thought, okay, thumbs down. They went from thumbs down to thumbs in the middle. They went from thumbs in the middle to thumbs up. Because, I'll tell you why.
You watched Bachelorette?
Did I watch what? Backwards? No.
Got a hand job in the middle of it. No, sorry.
Okay, it was hammy acting.
In the middle of it, you had took a really satisfying dump. It came back and you felt relieved.
Am I allowed to finish this?
Yeah,
it's
better hurry. Okay. It's running out of time.
It was hammy acting. Sam Jones is not a very good actor. But this, where did it go? It was camp. The music is the best.
It's Queen. What do you expect? Queen. The king of the soundtracks, Highlander.
I watched the tape, and the extra saying, okay, it's camp, and the sexual in the end, innuendo.
What's a tape?
Tape. Okay, DVD.
I put in my
whatever.
Laser disc. And
it was based on the original 1930s serial with Buster Crabbe as Flash Gordon.
Which was
so
awesome.
It
amazing.
Was, but this is, they knew what they were doing. They based it on camp.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did. If you watch the extras, which I know Simon
doesn't.
No, they
didn't. They actually deliberately meant to be cheesy.
Oh, okay. Well, then they did a perfect job.
Plus Aura. Princess Aura is pretty hot.
Why was Princess Aura Melody Anderson?
There's that
character.
Scene where she's like strapped to the table wearing that tight.
Nothing wrong with that. Okay, we got to move along.
All right. That's it for the video vault. Close it.
All
chunk.
Chunk, chunk. All right. We have the Golden Globes as a discussion topic, but like, who really cares?
We don't have time.
Yeah, Bob might care, but second topic, the big crossovers are finally done in comics. So let's sort of recap. Did anybody actually read either Secret Invasion or Final Crisis?
I finished Secret Invasion. I still haven't read the last two issues of Final Crisis.
Okay. And what did you think of Secret Invasion?
Boring. I was disappointed.
Premise of Secret Invasion, Skrulls replace heroes, try to take over the Earth, feel they own the Earth.
Didn't care. Not enough action. Okay. Too much talking.
All takes place over about 48 hours.
If that. Looked like 12 minutes.
At the end, all the heroes that were replaced showed up alive on a ship.
Yeah.
So I don't really know what happened, except the Wasp apparently died.
Yeah, because they made her into a giant Wasp.
And now Norman Osborn is in charge of
the
Marvel Universe.
I thought this was going to blow Final Crisis out of the water, but no.
It did sales-wise.
Yeah, but and then I read Final Crisis, and I can't understand
it. And I
got to
tell you, Secret Invasion is a little more coherent than Final Crisis is.
I haven't have you finished it now, Kev?
I finished Final Crisis.
Does it make sense?
Not any sense whatsoever.
So I should just put those last two issues and just wait?
No, read them.
Oh,
please,
read them.
Let me know. Read them.
I think I'm going to give them to the sound guy, maybe give him all seven issues. Maybe he can explain them to me.
I seem to understand it a little better than most people as I'm reading their comments online and things like that. But a lot of people just didn't get it. Doesn't make any sense. The last issue of Final Crisis jumps around so much that...
Well, every issue of Final Crisis jumped around, I found.
No, you know, it was like sitting in your living room with your remote, flipping channels, and you're going back and forth between about six channels, and none of the pages don't flow. They're like all over the place.
Well, I have some also good news for my thing. They've canceled Ultimate Spider-Man, so I think I'm down to 5 months.
They haven't
titles.
Canceled Ultimate Spider-Man yet.
It's done. As the last previews, I heard.
No, they've canceled Ultimate X-Men and Ultimate FF.
Ultimate Spider-Man still going?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah. I guess I got to still buy it.
Okay, and you haven't read any of the stuff, so you're just a spectator. Okay, thanks for doing the research.
Intern. Okay, I'm out of here. Goodbye, guys.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Simon.
Intern.
Have a good one. Simon makes it. If someone makes it, Simon makes his project. Whatever it is.